Girl foiled in alleged robbery plot by her 17-year-old babysitter. I'll get to that later, because my God, look, Ziggy Marley is on the phone with us. Hello, Ziggy Marley.
Hey, Ziggy.
Yo, what's happening?
How are you?
Good to talk to you, man. We were just talking that you're a father of six, right?
Yes, five of six.
And I was wondering if any of your kids have found your stash yet.
No, that's where
he... He's a professional, Frank. He knows how to hide
it. Yeah, he knows where to hide a stash. Ziggy, you're going to be performing at the OC Fair this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Yeah. I said for tickets, people go to pacamp.com. You're a six-time Grammy winner, Emmy winner. You actually created a comic called Marijuana Man.
Yeah, that was a few years ago. I'm into comics, so.
What is his super, like, what is he known for, Marijuana Man?
Marijuana Man, he flies, obviously. He's a flyer.
Uh-huh. Flying high.
Yeah, he's flying high.
Yeah. And he has this contact power that if you get too close to him, you might get relaxed, you know?
You might get relaxed.
Yeah, you just don't want to do crime anymore because you're just so high.
Exactly, right. Exactly.
Now, do you go to these, Comic Cons are coming up, and I mean, they become such huge events. Do you go to Comic Con?
Yeah, I've been to one. I like it. I'm into that stuff. You know, I like sci-fi, I like fantasy, and I like the superhero stuff. And my son is into it too, so we like going to that stuff.
Do you like supernatural stuff as well?
Yeah, man.
I wanted to ask you, because we talked about it earlier on the show today, about any kind of supernatural experiences that you might have had. Have you had experience like where you thought you might have seen a ghost or any kind of like poltergeist type stuff?
Yeah, sometimes I think, you know, sometimes there's like a shadow that sometimes I see like, what was that? But there was nothing there. And I wonder if something really exists like that. Cause sometimes
depends on what he was smoking. It's like, I think I'm seeing things.
Now, how old are your kids? Are you a grandpa or are all your kids pretty small?
No, I'm not a grandpa. But I have older kids. I have kids like 25 and I have young 3-year-old. So,
20,
I could be a grandpa, but I'm not. Thank you.
25 to 3.
My Here's God. What I love, Ziggy, about you, because I'm into this new craze. I love coconut oil. I use it for everything. It's so weird. You can use coconut oil to cook with, and I use it in the shower. I use it on my hair. I put it all over my body. It's like this. And you have your own line, right?
Yeah, we have a line from Ziggy Marley Organics called Cocoa, and we have hemp seeds too. So I grew up with coconut oil in Jamaica, so it's very close to me.
So it's been known there forever, and now it's just making its way here where people are going crazy for it, right?
Yeah, it's been in Jamaica forever, since I was a baby.
Another thing I wanted to ask you, because we talked about it earlier on the show, what about other people really annoys the hell out of you, Ziggy Marley?
I think, like, sometimes when I'm driving in L.A., the impatience of, you know, some of the drivers here kind of really, it bugs me, like, why, you know, we, you know.
Slow down, relax, right?
Where are you going?
Yeah, like, take it easy.
You know? What's the hurry?
Imagine how shocked they are when they realize they're flipping off Ziggy Marley. They're like, oh, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
sorry.
That's all right. I didn't realize it was you, Ziggy.
Well, I had a question, too, because Frank mentioned that you had won an Emmy, and forgive me for not knowing. What'd you win an Emmy for?
I won an Emmy for a song called I Love You Too, which was in a children's program. And it won, like, the best original song for a children's program.
Oh.
I didn't know either what it was or what.
Now, yeah, is the Emmy the one that looks like the old, like, phonograph? Is that, like, the golden, like, bowl? Did you turn that into a pipe? Because I think I would have.
I think the Emmy looks like an angel.
Yeah, it's got
Oh, the
wings.
Angel. What am I thinking of? A Grammy. Oh, you're a six-time Grammy winner. Did you ever turn one of those Grammys into a bowl?
Not yet, but that's a good idea.
There you go. He gave you that idea, Ziggy.
Instagram that one.
Yeah, let me ask you another question. If you could be, if you had any animal... Choose from any animal that you would die at the hands of that animal. Like, if an animal would kill you, which animal would it be?
Which animal it would be? Let's see. That's a good question.
Like, would you want to be eaten by a shark? Is that a good way?
Grizzly bear, maybe?
A shark?
Polar bear?
No,
you don't seem like much of a polar bear.
He's not going to run into
a rabbit, a rabbit, a rabbit.
How'd Ziggy Marley die? You know he was killed by a rabbit.
Talk about unlucky, getting killed by a rabbit.
The rabbit's got Ziggy's foot hanging on his keychain. Hey, what the hell is going on in this bizarro world?
Ziggy, we wanted to have you come in and hang out with us, but the door is always open. If ever you want to come in and hang out with us, please do. Okay.
All right, thanks, man. Lots of fun.
Thanks,
Ziggy. Ziggy Marley will be performing at the OC Fair this Saturday again at 7:30. For tickets, go to pacamp.com and follow him on Twitter and Instagram @ Ziggy Marley. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back with the Gold and Platinums. We are Heidi and Frank.